Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is the third Friday of the month. Yes, it is. It is 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, it is. And this is the mind-blowing Tana Alanza Show. As you know, this show is live the first and third Friday of every month at this time. And we also know that you can call in and get your free mini reading with the one and only internationally renowned mind-blowing psychic Tana Alanza by calling 347-989-1719. That's right, 347-989-1719 will put you in touch with our woman of the hour. That's right, our one and only Tana Alanza, who is actually doing this show on location. I don't know whether I'm like thrilled to pieces about that or not, because she didn't take me with her, but that's okay, because I'm here, you're there, and our girl Tana Alanza is in the house. Hey, Tana, where are you?
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm all right, but I feel like you is in a... You're someplace warmer than I am. It ain't hell, but it's hell of a lot warmer than where I am right now.
Yeah, the temperature, depending on where I'm driving, says, you know, here it says 89 or 93, and it's going for some. So I have to use my inhaler, and I got the air blowing tough. So, yeah, I'm in California here. I'm driving through, what is this here? This is Valley Village. Venice Valley. I'm butchering it up. And I was going through Canoga Park and Burbank. So I'm here doing my modeling and things like that, and my other stuff, doing reading still. But I'm doing the, you know, Skype readings and the Uvu readings where they could see me. And I'm doing some in-person readings. I'm reading actual people who own corporations. So I'm doing some executive readings. I've been doing
great.
I've been keeping real busy. I've been on the go. Lots and lots of driving on that 101. Oh, my God. When they say busy freeway, they mean busy. I mean, I've only been on 405 a couple of times, 118 sometimes. But that 101, oh, my God. But enough talk about me. I've been here, what, a week now, since last Thursday. Well, so a little bit over a week, 1 day, 2 days. And it is nice. It makes you, like, want to stay here forever and ever. But I do miss my Michigan. I miss it because my family is there. And all my girls and my guys and, you know, my family, everything is there, honey. So I miss it. And it seems like every two steps I go, they're like, you're not from here. You're absolutely stunning and gorgeous. I'm like, oh, so you know, I don't have stunning, gorgeous people here in California. But I've been getting that every two steps since I've been here, right? Can I take a picture with you? I'm like, oh, sure, you know. So, you know, people are nice, you know, and I'm having a good time here. And I remember talking to a caller when I was on the line last. She was from San Diego, and a partner of mine had to go do a modeling job in San Diego today. So, you know, I'm giving a shout-out to San Diego. I'm giving a shout out to my mom. My mom, she misses me. I talk to her every day. I'm giving a shout out to Devin and Keela, Aubrey. I'm giving a shout out to Brittany Bloom, Shelly, Michelle in Colorado, Lola Lane in California, Samira Murray Miller Young in Ohio, and giving a shout out to Tony, Taja. I'm giving another shout out to her Aunt Debbie and her Aunt Lisa, and I got about like 60 others, but I don't want to bore you because I know like I'll be like totally getting on everybody's nerve if I did that. So what I will do without further ado is, oh yeah, we are having a new moon tomorrow, so things are going to be getting better, and you want to pray and do your check. You want to write your check in red the day after the new moon, so you put your name on there in red. I probably want you to have like yellow paper because yellow is for fast success, and red makes things happen fast, and it puts energy in behind whatever you're doing. So that's why you want to write things in red. And you're going to put your check amount, unlimited, or $1 million or whatever you want. The date would be infinity or forever or permanent. You know, you don't put a date. And you're going to put your name in the bank of the universe, okay? And that's what you want to do, and that will draw money to you the whole month. And you're going to do this every single month, nonstop. Okay, without further ado, I will take the first caller, if you will, Annette.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the first caller is calling in from New Jersey. She'd like to know about a new job. Tana, this is Laura.
Hi,
Laura.
Janet.
How you doing?
Well,
how are you, darling?
I'm okay. I started a contract about a month ago, and I'm not really enjoying it. And I was hoping you'd see me getting another contract real soon.
Well, I'm seeing it looks like it's going to be about 3 weeks at least, okay, darling? I'm seeing number three with you. And I'm seeing this contract, this here, this business, this was like messed up from the word go. From the very beginning of it, it's been like a negative, really funky vibe that I'm seeing around it. You've been unhappy since the word go with this contract, am I right?
Yeah.
And I do see that they're not who we thought they were, and this gig did not end up being a gig we thought it would be. I do see you have an opportunity to get a different contract. Now, the bad news about this is, yes, I see you get another contract. Yes, that'll be better, but not too much better. So you're going to have to go, like, jump 2 to 3 more contracts, possibly 5, before you get the right fit, where it fits like a glove. The other thing I want to say is, this contract, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, I promise. This contract might get a little bit more funky before you do go to the next contract. That's what I want to tell you. And so if you say, well, it works, wow, okay, don't take the whip and all. It looks like, you know, you might have, you know, to brace yourself because they're going to be cutting up a little bit more. Things are not what they appear. So it's a learning lesson, and it's going to make you stronger behind this because it's going to have you where you know what you will and won't tolerate, and you're going to think twice. And my spirit, I'm finna fuss at you too, Laura. I'm finna fuss at you out of love, though. My spirit said you had some reservations about this before you took it, but you took it anyway. But your spirit was talking to you, telling you, hold up, wait a minute, just a minute. Let's look over something else, like maybe the fine blueprint or something. And you said, well, I'm going to just take this. But your spirit was warning you. That's what my spirit is telling me. It was a couple of signs that were there. That was like, oh, hold up for a minute. And you said, well, maybe I can get over this hump. Let me go for it. And it's just like your spirit said, it wasn't what it's supposed to have been. You know, it didn't turn out the way you expected, is what I'm saying.
Well, will it be me that quits, or will they be letting me go? How's that going to go?
I'm sorry, you said, will they be what, darling? I'm sorry.
Am I going to be the one that quits, or are they going to end up letting me go?
It looks like you're going to end up quitting. They want to keep you. And they figure, you know, they inkling that you're not happy. They really do. But their thing is, well, we're going to work this until she's ready to go. We're going to do this here. So you would be leaving. And I did see you, you know, doing it right. I saw you with your, you know, your paperwork. And you like, no, you know, this has to end. And you're very professional with it. But I saw you walking away. But you're getting your monies together. And that type of the talk and the conversation about your money, you're getting that taken care of before you leave. I want you to know.
Okay, good.
But you're walking away. But guess what? I would love you more if you had another contract before you leave this one. I know you're like, I don't want to leave yesterday,
yeah.
Tana. Okay, because I don't want you between money and between jobs or assignments or, you know, caseloads.
But you think
whatever,
that'll,
you know,
be 3 more weeks, though, Tanya, before I can find another?
Yeah, 3 more weeks. And then, but I saw it getting worse, the situation and the people getting worse. But as long as you know it, they're going to trip out, you can so, like, suck it up, you know, put, you know, and have a stomach of steel. And that way when they do things and just do crazy stuff and madness, it won't even affect you because Tana has already warned you and told you about it. So you will expect it. And just bear it, grin, and then regret and bear it. And then you could go on to your next assignment, girl. That's what you could do if I were you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. I really appreciate you supporting the show, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, honey. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
We are putting a song out to you. The song is The Call of the Wild. It's 347-989-1719. 347-989-1719 is that number to call in. Just like, and it must be the new moon, Tana, must be bringing out the people that want to know about work, because Florida's calling you. Samantha wants to know, is she going to get a full-time job? Tana, this is Samantha.
Hey, Tana.
Hi, thanks, Annette. How you doing, darling?
I'm good, and I'm so happy to hear about your modeling jobs and all the things that's going on with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Well,
yeah,
you had
well,
a question about a full-time job, my darling?
Yes. I'm not working right now, and I'm definitely applying and going out, and I believe next week I'm going to go to this open interview at a really nice 5-star hotel in South Beach. So I'm really hoping that I get a full-time job soon, because it's been a rough, like 4 or 5 months of not working, and I definitely want to start a full-time job and go back to school.
Okay, but I want to ask you, sweetie, you never did the ritual or the spell I was. Well, I don't know if this is your first time listening, but I always tell my gals and girls, you know, to do a green and gold candle. If you don't have gold, I want it yellow. And it's a two-tone candle. And if you don't have a store or a cult store, a metaphysical store, a candle store in your community, you can just get a gold or yellow candle from the dollar store, okay, and a green candle. Gold holds money, so it's not going out, and gold also draws money. Green holds money, I'm sorry, draws money, and it's abundance, and it's growth, and it's healing. So what you want to do is you're going to carve your initials inside of the green candle where the wax is on both candles, okay? And if you wanted to come fast and you say, oh, I've been waiting so long for money's not coming, you add an additional candle, a red candle. That gives your ritual energy, and it gives it power. Okay, so what you want to do is have 3 candles, okay? But if you're like, well, I just want money coming in, it don't have to be tomorrow, but if you're like, I want money coming in yesterday, add that red candle. Go put your initials in there, put your birth date, carve your birth date in there, okay? And then you're going to carve out the amount of money you're trying to draw. I want $5,000 a month. I want $20 a month. I want 10 cents a month, whatever it is between you and God. You're going to put that number in under the wick, okay, on the other side of the wick. So initials and birth date is on the top side of the wick. The bottom is your amount of money you want to draw and manifest and come to you. Then what you're going to do is you're going to sprinkle a little bit of sugar so your money can come in sweet. Just a pinch of sugar. A pinch of cinnamon so the money can come in good and from multiple sources and it comes in with love. One drop of honey so it comes in sweet. 1 drop of vanilla flavoring. Okay? And then what I tell people who feel like they have a halt on their money, you can have a pinch of agrimony, agrimony, and that is an herb that will release your money problems. So if you got problems with money, it kind of like knocks that on out, okay? That's good to sprinkle in there. And then what you do at 12 midnight or 12 noon, you choose, you're going to go ahead and you're going to light your candles. Pray on them, you're going to hold them in your hand, and you're going to pray on them. And the reason why you do it 12 midnight or 12 noon is 12 is the hour that things are drawn to you and you manifest to create and bring things to you, okay? And then what happens, whatever you want, money will come multiple different ways, not just one way. Now, as far as your, so that's what I want you to do because that, you wouldn't have had this problem 5 months ago. You got to do that trick, and that works wonders. The other thing is I do see that's a good idea for you to go to that hotel, like Bill, you were talking about. But it looks like I saw you getting chose. I see a recruiter or somebody saying, I'm going to call you. They're going to sit there and say, well, is your number on here? Make sure your number's on here. That's what they're going to ask you. And then I did see them calling you. But at first it looks like it's going to be an opening, but it looks like I saw part-time, not full-time, okay? But I saw an avenue opening up where somebody else is hiring, and that's going to be part-time. So two part-time is a full-time. And the first thing I saw you doing is being, I'm looking right at you in spirit, you're being very responsible, and you're paying off bills, you're playing catch-up, and you are knocking things out. But the hotel deal, they're going to ask you later, they're going to like you so well, they're going to offer you an opportunity and have you say you have the potential to be full-time and get a promotion. So I would definitely do that. That's going to work out good. And the second job, I don't know why I keep picking up gym or spa or something, you know, like, you know how they got the gyms they putting all across the country now, you know? So it looks like something with that is going to come in. I don't know what you're going to be doing, if it's going to be behind the desk or a recruiter or a personal trainer, but I keep seeing a gym is going to want to hire you, okay? It does look like it has some benefits, though. I like the benefit part of it. So you will be getting two jobs that look like two part-times to make a full. Okay, darling?
Okay, that's wonderful.
And I want you to keep us posted.
Oh, I will. I mean, I know I've been praying for something to come soon, and I really, really believe that it should come soon.
Well, if you do that trick, honey, that's going to go good. And also something that I almost forgot to tell you that I tell my listeners and my callers, I want a red onion. Put it in a brown paper bag, a little small paper bag you can get from the liquor store or something, honey. And roll it, you know, and close it. Put that on your counter where your kitchen sink is, where you do your dishes, baby. And that draws money in the house. That draws money in the house, okay? And you keep that for about 2-3 months. And how you know it has absorbed all the energy and it can't draw no more money, how you know that is you'll start smelling the onion. It'll start smelling like a strong onion smell. That means it's rotten. Get it out the house, throw the dumpster outside because you don't want nothing dead in the house. Because when something's dead in your house, it can't draw or bring anything. When you start smelling it, which might be 3 months, you throw it out, get you a brand new onion, okay?
Okay.
That's going to draw money in your house, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. And thank you for calling and supporting the show. I really appreciate you. Thank you, and have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye, darling.
We are live this evening here on the 17th day of April, 2015, the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. I want to remind everybody you're enjoying your readings, but you're definitely going to want to stay in touch with Tana on a more regular basis. Please visit her website, which is TanaAlonza.com, TanaAlonza.com. The number for you to call in this evening, live on the program, is 347-989-1719. That's right. That's what we want you to do. We want you to call in and talk to Miss Tana Alonza. And there is there's a lady in Massachusetts, Tana. Her name is Kathleen, and she's got a question, a couple different questions here, possibly a car, a guy. Kathleen, this is Tana.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Tana. How you doing, hon?
Okay, how are you doing, darling?
Good, and you would make the perfect model.
Oh, thank you. I like
that
you already.
That I will tell you. I know
like
that.
You, honey. You done made my day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I do have a question about a car. I was going to ask about a relationship, but this is kind of more important right now. My car is 15 years old, and I only live off $800 a month. I really need a new one, not a used one, because I can't be putting money into another one. Do you see me getting a new car? I've tried to get one, but my credit is, it shows an old bankruptcy, which I thought
was
10 years.
Right, I was going to say your credit is a problem. I was going to say I saw your credit.
Right.
We were talking about picking up your credit, and we got to get that cleaned up.
And
right
I already, I even sent an email to Ellen DeGeneres. I spoke to one of the secretaries there, and I even sent an email. I said, I'll try anything, but I didn't know if you saw a new car coming in for me, and if so, when?
Okay, I will be happy to answer that. And you can ask your second question, darling, because, you know, I allow everybody to, you know, ask two questions. But what I was going to tell you.
I can't. My boyfriend's coming in.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it to one. I'm not mad. Okay, what I was going to say to answer your first question, my love, is I saw your credit is an issue. And so don't apply right now anymore because that every time you inquire and apply, they put that credit on your TRW, okay, darling? So what I would like you to do is get with the company that will consolidate bills, and they will work on your credit. I got a guy here. I'm saying here like I'm in Michigan. I'm sorry. I know I'm in California. Right? I have a guy back in Michigan, and I'm going to – you email me because I will forget. You know, I'll forget. So email me, Tana at TanaAlonzo.com, and what I'll do so I won't forget, I'll give you the gentleman's name, and he will correct your credit. Well, you can go ahead and get that car. And he is not a person that charges a lot. He's very reasonable. But we're going to get him to go ahead and clean you on up. And then
well, the thing is, it's showing a bankruptcy.
I know this, but let me work with you. Hold on. We're going to fix
this. Okay,
honey. Bankruptcy or not, we're going to fix this, okay? And then once we fix this, you will be able to get a car. Now, it's going to be a new car. You will be able to get a new car when you work with this guy, bankruptcy or not. I don't care. But it won't be a big car. I didn't see you driving no Mercedes Benz now, honey, and no Lamborghini. I'm going to tell you that now. So you said, well, wait a minute. The gentleman, Tana, you got him to fix my credit, and I'm not driving a Lamborghini and a Ferrari. No. I saw a smaller compact car, but it will be, if you want it, to be a 2015, 2016. That's, but this guy will fix you up, because I done seen him fix up some raggedy-daggedy stuff, baby, honey. Well, a person couldn't even afford to get a roach, okay? So he can work with miracles, honey. So I'm going to give you his information, because you're going to email me, and I won't forget, you know. And then we're going to get you into a new car. And so, yes, once you do this, yes, I do see you into a new car.
And how soon do you think that would be?
Well, he might, depending on how jacked up your credit is, baby, I'm just going to be honest because I ain't going to make it nothing. Depending on how bad your credit is, he might take 2-3 months. He might take 5. But you're going to work with him and tell him everything that's a negative so that he can go ahead and correct everything, be honest and upfront. And then as soon as you get that, the green light, I'm sorry, then you got your car. You can go on here to the dealership, apply, and it's a done deal. So it's looking like, you know, 2 to 3, if it's not real jacked up, if it's like, oh, Lord, need life support, oh, mercy, ICU unit, you might need 5 months. But the guy can pull it off. Okay?
Okay, because I did, another thing they're saying is that I don't have enough, like I don't have any open charge cards, and that's a problem too.
Well, he gonna fix it. When you get with this gentleman, this young man, you gonna tell him just what you told me. He gonna make all negatives into a positive. What do you think about
that? Okay, because I did send away today for all of my credit reports for the three credit bureaus. All right, he's gone out of the house real quick. My boyfriend, a guy I used to date 2010 to 2011. We dated on and off. His real name is Anthony Joseph. I call him Joe. He just remarried in September, but he calls me a lot, and I don't think he's overly thrilled with the marriage. Do you see him? Is he coming on to me?
Oh, yeah, he wants some booty, girl. Quit playing that. He does.
Oh, well, it sounds like he gets it from her.
He won't have sex, honey, but he's not happy with this broad he married, and he knew he shouldn't have married her, but he had ulterior motives, so now he's miserable. But you just know that he wants to be in a relationship with you, but first he wants the booty first, baby, okay? I want to be honest with you. I ain't going to lie to you. So just know that he ain't done with the other broad, but you both grown, so, you know, you decide on how you want to do this, but he ain't done with Tilly yet, you know, but he's not in love with her.
She signed a prenup. They both have a lot of money. But I didn't know if he was going to divorce her eventually. They've only been married since September.
He ain't going to divorce her not for a while. He ain't going to divorce her for a while, baby. He's going to stay there for a while, miserable and all, because they got the money, honey. He's going to say, you know, they say, first I look at the purse. You know that record, first I look at the purse. I ain't talking about him negative. I'm just saying he ain't going nowhere. But he do want to have sex with you. So, you know, and that's why he's reaching out. He's going to end up reaching out more. He's going to get on your nerve in a minute because he's going to be trying to pressure you to like, you know, committing to them. So at least
okay,
you know
the
that.
Guy's coming in.
Okay. Well, oh. Baby, I want to thank you for calling and supporting
thank
the show.
Thank you. And so I'll email you to get that person's name.
Okay, yes, I'd love to tell you. You know, as a phone number and the whole nine yards. Take care of you, girl.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Ms. Tana Tana is live this evening here. It is the 17th day of April 2015, and we're going to go right now to Tasha. She's in California, and she's talking to you about a dream she had about a friend of hers. Tana, Tasha.
Hi,
Tasha.
Hey,
how
you
doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. No, thank you for calling the show and supporting me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I want to know this dream. I've been having a dream about a friend that I had known.
Okay, you know what? I can only get every other word. You want to know about a guy, and that's all I got. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wanted to know about a guy that I've been friends with since childhood. So I want to know, is the dream that I'm having, are they real?
Okay. Let me see if I got it, because this phone is, I don't know why it's breaking up. Okay, you want to know if this guy that you used to see, you're having a dream, if I got it right, and you want to know if the dream is real?
Yeah.
I got it? Okay, you dreaming about the guy, that is definitely real, and that spirit telling you, you know, something up with the guy. So, yeah, you're accurate there, and you said he was from your past.
Yeah.
Have you been having thoughts lately about wanting this guy to come back?
He came back into my life in, what was it, January. So, I guess he's going through a divorce, and he used to like me. He used to have a crush on me in the past, but now I had told him how I feel, so I want to know. When will that involve?
You want
into
to know
a romantic relationship. I want to know when will that evolve into a romantic relationship, even though we're just friends.
Oh, even though y'all just friends. Because my spirit said you wanted this guy. This could become back from the past. That's my spirit. That's why I asked you that. But the guy does want to go further. I want you to know this, sweetie. He think you're so cute. I'm hearing him talking spirit. He think you're cute as a button. You are, though. You know, he think you're cute as a button, honey. But what I was going to tell you, he does want a relationship with you. I want you to know this. But see that this broad that he married, Lord have mercy, she going to put him through some, I can't say it. I was going to say some shit. But I just used it. Okay. Some stuff. And so it's going to be a minute before he can get loose, because it's going to take some time, because the divorce proceedings, the paperwork, she going to do him up real pretty with a bow, honey. So it might take longer, and you going to get frustrated. He going to get frustrated. Just y'all pack your patience for me, and y'all will be okay.
Do we communicate telepathically or through the heart?
You should. What now, honey?
Do we communicate telepathically or through the heart?
Both. That man wants you, honey. He wants you. I told you, he think you're cute as a button. You are pretty as a button. So he's looking at your personality. He's looking at your style. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at your beauty. He's looking at, you know, he likes you, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't no joke here. But what I'm saying is there is a process, meaning that he's gonna be going through a divorce, but she's going to do him up real good, is what I was saying.
So are we
soulmate? You don't mind being patient, you're going to do good, as long as you don't mind being patient.
No, I'm being patient. Are we soulmates, kindred spirit,
I don't know about all that. I don't know if y'all kindred spirit, twin flames, but I just know that y'all have been thinking about each other for quite a while, and he would be very, am I going the wrong way on this freeway? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm back with you, baby. I'm back with you. I'm sorry. He's been thinking about you for a long time. He's been thinking about you as long as you've been thinking about him. I do feel you guys were meant to be together a long time ago. It didn't happen. And this guy been miserable, and because he couldn't have you, he married the reject, the retard, you know. So, I shouldn't do that. I'm so bad. The other young lady that he... But he knows he made a mistake. So y'all was supposed to be together a long time ago. It didn't work. You know, it didn't happen. Y'all didn't, you know, it didn't, that connection didn't happen. But you will be back together. So this man is going to come to you. Now, something I'm going to tell you. You're going to be having more dreams, and they're going to be like, you. But the closer time comes to when this man is going to be coming to you, the more dreams you will have. You make sense, lady?
Yeah, I hear you.
you're going to have dreams, and you're going to be like having, it's going to get to the point where you might have dream about him, what, 7 nights in a week? You might dream about him every night for 7 nights. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to get a phone call. But I feel he's going to find you on the Internet, like Facebook or classmates.com
yeah, we
or
Facebook.
Something like that.
Yeah, we Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, that's the Facebook, because I keep seeing him type first. You know how you type when you're texting or when you're on the email, baby? I've seen that first before a talkie-talkie, you know, the voice oral thing on the phone. So he's going to do that first, and then it's going to be, and then after a while, y'all going to talk, and then after a while, he's going to say, well, can we meet for coffee or something? But I feel distance with him, like he's far away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. Okay, I'm going to let the man go, so I won't hit you. Go ahead. He's scared. He see me on the phone. He think I'm going to run him over. But anyway, you're like, let me not walk in front of her car. But anyway, did he get to you? I'm sorry. I see distance, but he's going to be close to you. He's going to be close, and he's going to want to sit down and have a coffee or take you to dinner and get a lot of talk. He's going to get a lot off his chest, and he's going to be talking to you, okay, and just explaining things and pouring his heart out to you. And, you know, he's going to want to bond and everything, and he's going to want to show the cry on, and there go you. You are the repair woman. You're the service girl, okay? You going to be listening to everything, making – no, I don't mean, like, you're going to, like, do them the first time you sit down. No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
It's just y'all going to have a – okay, go on in here, honey. Go on, pull on in here. Y'all going to have a closer bond. Y'all be closer. And you now you I'm talking about you now. You're gonna start feeling some sexual energy. You're gonna pick
I already been
vibe.
Feeling that. The dreams I've been
so
feeling
cool.
That the sexual energy.
You feel terrible now. But it's gonna get stronger when you sitting in front of him at that, you know, table at the restaurant. Be cool now. Don't do nothing the first time, because he will get confused and go, he the type that he's very sentimental and emotional. So if you got down the first time, he going to get all oogie-woogie confused and going, well, damn, you know, she dropped down quick. So hold out. Put it on lockdown.
Okay.
You hear me? Put it on lockdown. Don't do nothing for about at least 4 months.
Okay.
Okay? It might be kid-fed, but you're going to be strong in the Lord, okay? And we're going to be cool, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank
you for
clearing
that for
me. Thank you for calling, darling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, baby. My pleasure. Take it easy, honey. Bye-bye. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Tasha, for calling in. And Mary in Florida's got a question about her living situation. Tana?
All righty. Thank you, Annette, for that. Hi, Mary. How you doing, darling?
Hi there, Alanta. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Yes, thank you. My situation where I live is had gotten pretty chaotic. I wanted to move, and financially I'm unable to move at this time, and it's just all kinds of things going on, and one particular party is extremely loud and noisy. They're having a wild party tonight, and I'm just wondering if you see anything improving in my situation, either these people getting tossed out of here or I get something better. You know, I don't know what to do at this point.
Well, I know you sound like you're at your wit's end, baby. I feel so bad.
Really?
I don't take it away from it all, you know?
Pardon me?
But, I know you feel like, Cal, don't take me away from it all.
Yeah. I'm just like, I can't take much more, you know, and I've been trying to clean up really good and fix my place up and get rid of clutter and really, you know, make it nice for myself, but all around me, it's just so much chaos. Just
right.
Really.
Well, you are, honey. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. I do see them partying, and if you say, wait a minute, that's not the news I want to hear, Tana. That's not good news. They're going to be partying, that's not going to stop. But the good news on your behalf is I pick up that somebody's going to call the popos on them, okay, the popo, the 5-0 there. And I do see them, the police, honey. And I do see them actually getting ticketed or something, and then, or fine or ticket. And then I did see somebody having a warrant for the arrest, so they dirty on paper, honey. And so the police will arrest somebody or two people out of that little crazy posse deal. And also, so they get arrested, somebody going to lose their job, and they won't be able to pay rent. So what I'm saying is after this here, the police come to the situation, they're going to go to jail. I see that. That court date, they're going to end up moving. So they will move. So they're going to get caught up and they will, oh, he's cute as hell. I'm sorry. They're going to move, okay? They're going to move. So that'll be done. Now, as far as your finances, do what I was saying to the other young lady, you know, with the green and gold and the red candle.
I wrote myself a check. The last time I talked to you, you talked about that check, and I've got it tucked away with a good amount of money I'm waiting for.
I have some
personal items from a family inheritance, but it's not, you know, extremely valuable. It's more personal. And as far as family support, it's not looking like that's going to come at any time because they got their own issues right now. So I'm kind of, you know, stuck in place trying to do what I can, spinning my wheels to keep going. Some of the friends that I had made, one passed away here, another pair that leave. Just a whole lot of turmoil right now, just chaotic energy. New management, they're trying to do things, but it's just not enough.
Well, sweetie, what you going to do that red onion, like I was telling the other young lady, that draws money in the house and opportunities, and the agrimony, if you have it. If you don't have agrimony at your cult store, your chemist store, your metaphysical store, you know, do the thing I told the other young lady, which is, you know, the red onion. And also something that I forgot to say to her is a loaf of white Italian bread uncut. That also draw and put it in the cabinet above your fridge. You put it there, okay?
And oh, my, I'd be having mold and bugs.
Right. But, yeah, it takes about a week. But when it molds, throw it out, get fresh, get it out the house. But I, when I was doing the bread, when I was back in Michigan, I had to literally throw the bread out every week and go back to the grocery store and get new bread. But I was pumping with some clients. I got clients. So that does work. So those are things that will draw money into your house. And keep that up, and you're going to do well, darling. And those people,
you think I'll be moving before the end of the year or any time?
What do you say, honey?
You think I'll find a place and be moving
sweetie,
somewhere
I'll
else?
Let you call back another time, darling, because I did answer your two questions, baby. But but I do appreciate you calling, though. But you call back now, but you're going to be okay with your money, okay, darling?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. It's my pleasure, darling. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Annette. Thank you.
That's right. We are going to give Tana a well-deserved break here on the program and allow her a chance to stop running people off the road there on Highway 101 out in California. You are tuned in live to the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo Show, which is presented here the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's absolutely right. And we'd like to remind you that Tana, you know, you can tell she's not your mama's psychic, absolutely not, does a wide variety of readings. She can read you in person. She can do your private parties. She can set you up on Skype. She can talk to you over the phone. And if you really, really, really would like to, she can even hold some classes for you once she gets back, of course, to the Michigan area. And you find all that information out by visiting her at TanaAlonzo.com. That's right. The lady's website is Tana, T-A-N-N-A, Alonzo, A-L-O-N-Z-A, TanaAlonzo.com. You can find out all the wonderful ways that you can get in touch with Tana and have her help you with those things that you want to know more about. Now, Tana did remind you that April 18th, 2015, which is tomorrow, for all y'all that are listening live, that's a new moon date. And she gave you some very specific instructions for the new moon. And I've had some questions in the chat room. I'm going to address those for Tana right now. Yes, a yellow piece of paper, and yes, a red pen. So that way you're going to be able to give us a call back in a month. Because, you know, if this doesn't happen overnight, maybe it will for you. If it does, by gosh, you call the next program the first Friday in May and let us know. But when you put that together and do what Tana tells you, get that red onion, put it in that brown paper bag, put that new moon check together, and you know what's going to happen? Some really awesome stuff. Why? Because your girl Tana Alonzo gave you the instructions here on the live program. But if you have questions and you want to know more about it, visit her website, TanaAlonzo.com, and ask her, say, hey, Tana, you gave me that great information on your live show on April 17th, but kind of forgot. That's okay. You just reach out to her and you let her know. We also want you to reach out to her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and now Montana is on YouTube. Yes, she is. We're building that network slowly, but it's coming along. It is definitely coming along. And when you go and check her out on all the social media and follow her, you can get caught up with all the wonderful things that she's posting, all the new stuff that's coming up and happening her way. We want you to definitely keep in touch with Tana. So you're going to like her on Facebook. You're going to follow her on Twitter. You're going to hook up with her on Instagram. You're going to connect with her on LinkedIn. You're going to subscribe to that YouTube channel, and you're going to share that with all your friends, please. We do appreciate that. Remember that this program, the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonzo Show, is live the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, when we welcome our girl Tana Alonzo live in the house.
Hello, hello. I will be doing, I wanted to tell everybody, all the listeners, that I will be doing the tarot card pull, you know, the first Friday of the month when I come on for May, since I'm not doing it this time, because all I can do now will be to pull cards, like, psychically, intuitively, and I don't want to do that. I actually want to meditate on the cards for each sign, you know, the fire signs and the earth signs and the water signs, you know, and things like that, you know, the air signs. So I will be doing, because I'm going to get some emails, and I'm going to get texts and calls and voicemails of saying, hey, you didn't do the tarot card pull for our sign, you know. So I will be doing that the first Friday of the month, starting May. So, you know, and I might pull a couple of cards since I didn't pull cards today, you know, the third Friday. And so now, without further ado, I will take another call.
All righty then. Joellen is live in Indiana with us, and she wants to ask you about love. That's exactly the way she said it, Tana.
All right.
Love. And this is the first time I've heard you, Tana. I said this is the first time I've heard you. You are so much fun. This is the first time I've heard you show. You're juicy.
Oh,
I love
it. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Appreciate that.
All right. So here's my story. There's this guy I really like. His name is John. We dated. I haven't heard from him in a while, and I'm wondering what the heck is going on. Should I be patient? Should I move on? Should I do both? What's the deal?
Well, I'm going to tell you about John. John is very popular with ladies, okay? He has lots of friends, okay? So he's dating and seeing other people. He liked you, so you didn't blow it, okay? If you said, oh, did I just, like, totally, like, mess this up? No, you didn't. But the vibe that John got was he felt that you were looking for commitment tomorrow, meaning, like, okay, this dating thing is a technicality, just a formality, and you're going to put the ring on my finger tomorrow at 3 o'clock. This is what he was getting, the vibe that he was getting. So something in your vibration was making him think he wanted to lock him on down. So he kind of like ran. He liked you, but he's not ready to commit, okay? So you will see him again. Don't get me wrong. Even though he's kind of nervous now, thinking, damn, she want to get married Friday. No, we'll just say, you're going to say to him, hey, John, you know, I loved hanging out. You know, you're cool people. I had a good time with you. You know, maybe we can go just, you know, go to a movie or something or go to a restaurant, and that's it. You gotta restate what you want, but let it be hang out and back. Like, you know, so if he thinks you're looking for a fledged relationship, and he's scared of that because he's not wanting to get a relationship because he's used to dating a bunch of ladies. And so, you know, that's what that was. He got, so some wires got crossed. He just felt that you were, I don't want to say the word needy, but you were really, really driven to want a commitment. And that's why he kind of backed off, you know, and you was like, okay, wait a minute, where is he at? But it's not permanent. It's not permanent. I want you to know that.
So just change your lingo.
Mm-hmm.
So then I shouldn't bother because I actually would like somebody that is going to stick around. I don't want to – I'm done with the, you know, hooking up
right.
thing. I want someone that's going to stick around and, you know.
I don't blame you. Well, you know what,
yeah.
what I would say. By you knowing that John is not the hooking up – I mean, the commitment – type right today. Now, I ain't saying that, you know, this is permanent with John. I'm not dogging John. What I'm seeing in spirit is that John will want to get committed, and he will, you know, actually marry in 5 years. If you're like, well, is it going to be me? Well, what is going to push his judgment into wanting to get married within 5 years. I saw somebody giving him the claps or something. Some broad going to give him a disease. It's going to scare the crap all out of him. He's going to think he got AIDS. He don't have AIDS, but she's going to burn him, you know, because he's using, he having sex without a rubber. When this happens, he's going to be running to somebody's, you know, church trying to get married. He's going to be trying to marry the first woman he can get to because he's going to be so scared of being single because he ain't wearing no Jimmy hat, okay? Because he is dating a lot of women. When this happens, he might be calling you and stalking you to death, but it's not going to be right now. It's going to be, and I ain't saying if you say, well, John is not for me. It would have to be somebody else if you want marriage right today now because he ain't feeling this and he won't be feeling it for another 5 years. He's going to get scared in about 3 years and want to just commit, but then he's going to say, nah, that's all right, and that's what he's going to want to commit. So he ain't the one. If you want, there are guys out there that would love to commit and marry and be with you and share their life with you permanently. So what we got to do is you want to marry, you get some orange blossom oil, okay, or perfume, or I don't know what's in your city.
Yeah,
that makes
some.
A man propose. Okay, that makes a man propose. But you date him a year first now because we got to find out who he is, okay? Because, you know, people not all the time who they say they are, and it can be disappointing,
yep.
And you don't want to get marry nobody like the Charles Manson and the Jeffrey Dahmer type, you know, because then I have to come over there and hurt you now. Okay, so we're going to date a year, this person, and then we'll do the orange blossom on him, okay? On yourself. I'm sorry, you dress that with yourself.
So, okay, so then here's my question then. So should I be looking for someone else, or
yep.
John?
If you want
to
marry.
But I'm looking for a best friend before. I mean, you know, marriage will come. Doesn't matter when. It's just I'm looking for that person who gets me, and really
no,
wants
I'm
to
saying,
be with me.
Right, right. But what I'm saying, darling, they're out there, but John can be a best friend. He just want to hold up right now. So you would have to find somebody else outside of John if you wanted to commit, because John and you are not on the same page right now. So, you know, anybody, you know, like that year, you give yourself a chance to be best friends and besties and what have you. But as far as you want to go further and have another level, you would have to look out somewhere outside of John. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know,
and
I ain't saying you want to get married tomorrow, but you know you want to get married before 5 years. And so John ain't trying, he ain't hearing that before 5 years, so you would have to find somebody else.
Well,
you know?
Okay. I get it. So,
yeah.
So either way, though, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's, yeah, I see that you want me to get someone else. At the same time, I want to get the best person for me. Whether
that's right, that's what I want for you. So, but John ain't it, baby, right now. Not today. But the right guy is out there for you, though. I want you to know that.
Is he coming quickly?
Damn, girl.
I'm not a spring chicken.
Well, I see many men around you, but I'm going to answer this and I'm going to go, girl. But I do see men around you, but I do see you going to be meeting some potential guys in J, which is June, so one after next, because you're going to be going to some type of pool party. And I see three guys checking you out. You're going to like all three of them because all of them are cute. You're going to try to decide which one you're going to get the number from. You can get all three of their numbers. I ain't mad at you. But you will have the opportunity to grow with them and take your time. But I saw this party you're getting invited to, and you're going to be able to pick your spot right there. And that's in June, J. Okay, darling?
Sounds great. I'll take it.
Okay, baby.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate you, baby. And I'm going to take you back to Annette. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye, darling.
We are so grateful that everybody's calling into the program this evening. It's live on the 17th day of April 2015. Kimberly's down in Georgia, and she, like, needs a companion and some money, honey.
Okay. How you doing, Kimberly?
Hey, fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting me today, calling the show and supporting Annette and I.
You're welcome.
So you looking for a man, and you're looking for a man with some money, or you looking for him separately? What's happening, darling?
Separately. I want to know, when am I going to meet my next companion, and will I get a job soon?
Okay. I better put the phone down. The phone's right there. Can you hear me, Kimberly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I put the phone down to the four poles there, and I can't get no ticket, honey, in another state. I did see a guy. I see guys all around you all the time, but I saw that you don't pay attention to your surroundings and your environment. Men be peeping you out all the time, and they be good men to be working, too. So you got the potential to get some professional, exec-type men, but sometimes you don't pay attention to your surrounding, my spirit is saying. You know that?
No, or...
Yeah, I see men. I'm looking at you through spirit, and I'm seeing all kind of men. Most of the times where you're going, it's always guys there who keeping you out. I see suited-up men. I see men in uniform. I see all kind of men, that, you know, and you be just, you be missing it. You be missing the mark. So what
wow.
I'm saying is I want you to be more cognizant of your environment and your atmosphere, because you're going to start saying, oh, wow, look, this guy checking me out. You're going to start noticing more, and when you start seeing the guys keep you out, you're going to be able to get a vibe and go, I think I want that one. When you make eye contact, they're going to be starting to speak. Well, how you doing? What's your name? You can say your name. You're going to get a vibe on. So you're going to know that it's okay. You can exchange numbers or say, well, you know, I'll take your number. And then I do see that three out of five guys, I'm seeing you, you know, meet, they're going to want to commit, though, kind of quick, though. They're going to want to, like, hello, date today and commit tomorrow, marry Thursday. So take your time. That's what I want you to do. But I want you to take care of you. I want you to kind of pay more attention to your surroundings, because the men are right there, and they do have money. They are professional. They do have degrees, so they are educated. I want you to know this.
Will it be soon? No.
Honey, they're around your nest, sweetie. You just got to pay attention to your environment and your surroundings. But the men are around you now. So
okay.
You be going. When you be going, you be stepping. You be stepping, Fletcher. When you go, you be going. But you got to look at your detail around. And just don't go in the door, because it would be like three, four guys on each side. You don't see none of them. You just walk in the door. And they be good potential boyfriends. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I do see once you start doing this, once you start attention and doing what kind of say, you know, just start looking at your environment, you're going to be able to have a man immediately. Could be tonight, okay? But your spirit going to tell you, oh, this is a good guy. This guy's okay. You're going to zero in on him. And then as far as money, I want you to do with the, you know, what I told the other two ladies, with the green, gold, and the red candle. Also, I do see two men coming in your vibration, your future real quick. One guy looks like he's a white collar. And the other guy looks like he's really, really, he owns his own business. They're going to be wanting to give you money. Now, don't turn down nothing but your collar now. You accept that money. But they're going to want to show you they really like you, show you their appreciation, and you're going to be getting money. Now, I also saw a job coming, but it looked like it might be seasonal or temporary, but I saw a job coming in your vibration, a girlfriend of yours is getting. It could be a niece or somebody, but this job is like, hey, something is hiring, and they need this help. And I saw you saying, well, I'll do it, but it only looked like it's 2 or 3 days a week, and it didn't look like it was permanent, but it's something that put cash in your pocket, and it looked like it was an under-the-table deal where you can actually get paid cash funds from
okay,
this person.
Okay, I just did that last week.
Well, honey, you're going to have this opportunity all the way up to about August, September. So I want you to, you know, use that second. And the person is willing to let you get two more days. So just say if you're doing it 3 days, the person is willing to give you two more days, and that'll be 5 days of you getting cash money and just stacking. That's really, really good.
Okay.
Okay.
Can one of the guys be from my past?
No, you ain't met the man yet, honey.
Okay.
But no, you haven't met them yet. These are guys that when you start going places, you're going to say, oh, this is what Tad was talking about. You're going to start seeing these men check you out, but you're going to get a vibration today, and you're okay, and you can be able to date them.
Okay.
Two of them, I believe, are going to want to commit, like, really, really quick. They want to scoop you up, marry you, and stuff like that, and spend their money on you. So you can decide on how long you want us to go, but I'm just telling you what their vibration is, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I really do appreciate that.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm glad, and thank you for calling the show and supporting
You're
us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks. I'm going to turn it over to Annette. Bye-bye, baby.
Okay, we've got Melissa here in New York, and she's looking for a boyfriend.
Hi,
okay.
How are you?
I love
Fine,
the show
doing,
tonight,
Melissa?
And I'm glad you're giving so many tips. I'm, like, sitting there writing everything down.
Well, thank you for calling and supporting the show. I'm glad you are taking your notes. And also, you can listen to the archive shows, too. You're more than welcome to and click on episodes, and then you can hear the show from last year. I think I've been doing the show on my own network a year, but I've been doing the radio show, like, this might be my third year, I think. So, yeah, you're welcome to look at the archive and listen to some, because I always was given different recipes and stuff, so you're more than welcome to, you know, listen to those archives, and that'll help you, too.
I will definitely do that. I'm looking for a boyfriend. I'm single, and I've been single for a year and a half, and I think I'm ready.
We want a guy that's got the money that can help us out. So what I would like you to do is in an occult store. I think they do have some in New York, a occult store, a metaphysical store, or a candle store. You would get this herb called Jezebel root, okay? Jezebel. And they got oil as well. What Jezebel root does, when you carry it in your purse, every time you walk out the door, your pocketbook there, it draws only wealthy, rich men to you in your vibration. So no buses coming, no broke folks that need help and begging. It's like very successful, established gentlemen will come to you. Now, some might be married, some might not be, but I'm just saying it draws men with money. And when you put the oil on and go up the body, it draws men with money. So I like that. And you can mix that with a little bit of attraction oil called attraction, some come to me. Lotus, which is the strongest desire me oil in the world, growing out the rainforest, out of the mud, you know, the lotus flower. You can mix some aphrodisiac in there, a little bit there too. And if you want to have fun in the sun now under them covers, you want to put a pinch of ginger in there. You put a pinch of ginger in there. And what you want to do is you want him to be able to be working straight and right. So you want to get some Midnight Lover. Add that in there, too. That's oil. And come to me, attraction. Oh, magnet. Magnet. Well, you just, you know, magnetic to the man. So magnet, we want some of that in there. And let me see what else. I like this oil for my girls, too. Give me all your money. They got an oil called Give Me All Your Money. I am not lying. We're going to mix that in there, too. And showers of gold. Showers of gold, because you'll be showered with gifts, this, like, real big-ticket gifts and stuff, the furs and stuff. And then, showers of gold, and what else? Oh, prosperity oil. And then you're going to put a pinch of sugar in there, so the money and the gifts will come in sweet, a pinch of cinnamon, a drop of honey, and a drop of vanilla flavoring, and, of course, like I said before, a pinch of ginger. And that will do you good with that. And you wear that every single day when you get up to you.
So I mix everything up. I can mix everything up and just put a little bit on like I'm wearing perfume.
Yeah, you're going to have the store is going to mix it up and put it in a bottle for you. They're going to put everything in a bottle. And all you do is put your seasonings in there, you know, the sugar, the cinnamon, the honey drop, the vanilla flavoring drop, the ginger pinch. You're going to put that in there once they ship it to you. Okay,
and
it's good to go, and you're going to do it. So you put this on and go from the feet up the body, up the leg, up the thigh, up the arm, up the back, up the shoulder, up to the neck. So you're dressing and you're pulling things up to you. That's why you dress up when you want to pull something to you, when you want to get something off of you, a voodoo, ritual, hex, jinx, curse, negativity, a stalker, poverty, you go down oil and herb, right? So in our case, we're drawing. So that's why we're going up the body. And you do this every single day you want to draw. So if you say, I don't feel like being bothered today, I'm going to just stay home and I ain't going to get out. Well, then you don't want to wear it that day because you'll just be wasting it. Now, I do have some girls that like to put the oil on their phone. And they be getting lots of phone calls from guys and stuff like that, too. Or they be getting a lot of texts. So if you're like, well, I ain't going out on no date today, but I don't mind if somebody calls. You can put it on your phone, okay? Going up. Go up the phone with the oil, okay? And what else do they do? Some of the girls put it up, they like online with a guy. They'll put it on their computer monitor and go up. So, you know, your tablet, your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod, your tablet, your Android, the computer. Either way, a pigeon, however we get to talk to folks, we're going to go ahead and go up, and you're going to have that vibe working for you all the time, darling.
I'm definitely going to try that. That sounds that sounds not only fun, but it sounds beautiful because I always like the oil stuff anyway, like just to smell it because it calms me, you know, like when you want to relax.
Yeah, and also what I want to tell you, too, is you can add, if you want to get funky with it and have, add some affection in there, too. Affection, have somebody loving you from the heart. But I was going to say, put a couple of pinches of, rose petals in there. And that's love. So that's pure love coming to you, you know, a loving heart. And that's what I want to tell you. And then you do that, oh, you'd be dangerous. You'd be A-OK, honey.
I love that.
Okay. Well, darling, I want to thank you for calling and tell you I appreciate you supporting
the
show. And keep us posted because you're going to have a rocking good time with that oil, okay?
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and take it easy. Well, everybody, I want to say thank you so much for calling. And thank you, baby. And thank you for joining me in sunny California here and giving me the opportunity and allowing me the opportunity to read you all. I had a fun time and a ball with you. And I'm grateful to read and help you out with my gift. And I come on again the first of the month between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern time, which I think is between 4 and 5 Pacific time. And my number is 586-944-9289 for personal readings, which are a lot more in-depth and detailed. Everybody likes that. And also, I'm on Twitter and Instagram, like Annette said. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, but I'm never like really, I don't hardly ever go on LinkedIn. And you can email me at tana@tanalanza.com. My website is tanalanza.com, and you can call me, you can text me. And I also, for those who are telling me, you know, been calling saying they're having a hardship with the session, you know, making payments on my session, you know, my consultations, I also answer questions. So if you say, well, I just have a question, I have a per question rate that I do, too. So if you don't want a session and you just want questions answered, I do that as well, along with teaching class and workshop and seminars and doing lectures. Okay, everybody, thank you, and I love you all, and I'm going to take it to and pass it to Annette.
All right. Absolutely. We are definitely going to send everybody to Tana, 586-944-9289. Call and schedule those in-personal private readings. Get your groups together, 8 people or more, and have Tana come out. And you know what? It's all good. Tana is live again on May 1st, which is the first Friday in the month of May, 2015. And that is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Follow her show on blogtalkradio.com/ The Mind Blowing Tana Alonza Show. And we'll keep you updated with those times, those dates. You'll find her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And if you're cruising LinkedIn, she's there too. This is the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. Find her at TanaAlonza.com.